Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Listen to this. For anyone who knows me, asking for help is not something that comes naturally to me. But when you have nothing left to give physically and mentally, help is exactly what you need in order to survive. They are the moving words from Wicklow mother Cliona Dunn, writing about her son Alex. And she joins me in the studio now with her husband Dave. Lads, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Good morning. And Alex is here too, being the absolute best boy, mesmerised by the lights being so good this morning. What has happened that you had to write an open letter to the Irish public to ask for help?
I think when we were faced with the diagnosis, when we were faced with the fact he's the only person in the world known to have these two specific genetic deletions, and then when you have somebody telling you, look, we can't tell you what's going to happen next week, next month, next year. I'm sorry, you've no path for life. You're just really going to have to take this one day by day. We kind of just went, so what do we do as parents? We've just got to try and get enough stuff together for him. Get, you know, as much physio, as much things that cost a lot of money. Hopefully, you know, further down the road, there might be developments in terms of genetics that we can be able to, you know, afford treatment. Maybe not. But
taking it day by day. When a doctor tells you that, that must be, let's take it day by day, must be a real shock and kind of infuriating as well, because we need to know what's going to happen, right? Can you tell me about lovely Alex tell me his story. Bring me back.
So perfect pregnancy, perfect delivery. Brought him home. 7 weeks later, we went into lockdown. So we had Ryan and Ella home. So we're homeschooling them like everyone else around the country. And he just didn't make milestones. So he wasn't rolling. He wasn't sitting. I rang my GP. She said that it should be fine, that he was going to just be a lazy baby. But I just felt, having maybe mother's instinct, something was wrong.
And you have two other children, so you've been through this before.
Exactly.
You know, your kids are 10 and 12.
Yeah, so 12 and 9, Ryan and Ella. Yeah.
So you knew something wasn't wrong here. Something was amiss here. Something wasn't
exactly
right. Okay. So what was the first step? Did you go to your GP?
So we went to the GP wasn't seeing anybody in person.
That's right.
So we didn't have that route. So we went to the VHI, actually in Dundrum, to their paediatric section. And we saw a lovely doctor there. And I was asking questions like, could it be cerebral palsy? And he was like, no, it's definitely not that. He referred us on to Temple Street. And then from there, it was just bad news after bad news.
So when you say bad news, like what were they, I mean, you mentioned it there briefly, but what were they saying to you, Dave? They were saying, we don't really know what to do here, basically, in a nutshell.
The initial diagnosis was that you can pretty much see he has rocket bottom feet, he's got global developmental delay.
Okay.
But we had to send some bloods away to find out what exactly possibly could be the cause. But I have to warn you, it's under a 3% chance that you're going to actually find something. So months later, when the bloods eventually did come back and they go, okay, we found something. Alex has two deletions, which is, as far as we know, he's the only person in the world to have these two deletions. And the probable cause as to why he has PVL in his brain is because of these global, is because of the genetic deletions.
Okay. So because of that, I mean, on a day-to-day basis and his life, like, what does that mean for his life, Cliona?
We don't know if he knows us. We don't know if he knows Ryan and Ella. We hope, pray that he does. He can't walk, so he can crawl. He'll be 3 in January, so he needs help for everything. So obviously he's still in nappies. He needs to be fed. He can finger food. He can hold his bottle, but that's it. So we don't know if he's a pain. We don't know anything. So he's nonverbal as well.
And you mentioned to me off air there, sometimes he can get frustrated as well.
Yeah, you know, and that's not his fault, but it's very difficult when, you know, maybe out of frustration and upset that he might bite one of us. And that has happened on occasion. And it's very difficult when you have two other kids who are so understanding, but they're being hurt.
he's here in studio with us. He's
our little
guest of
honor.
Yeah, watching Peppa. Legend. Watching Peppa.
Yeah, he's Peppa's biggest fan.
And I have to say, he is such a gorgeous fella. To look at him, you would think he was like any normal kid.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. But yeah, obviously, yeah, you're going through this every single day. It must be, What's it like getting news like that? I mean, how do you cope with something like that?
Because again of COVID, I had to hear the news myself. So I had Alex, went into Temple Street, and I had Alex on my knee, and I was had the doctor across from me, the consultant, and in 5 minutes with Alex sitting on my knee, my whole world collapsed.
How old was he when he got diagnosed?
He was 1.5.
Okay.
So I was told he had very significant brain damage and these two genetic deletions, and that Alex would be the only person who could determine his life. So okay, on that moment, I was told he may never walk, talk, know you. That's it. So I left. I went out to the car to Dave in an awful state. And from there, I just, like, the grief is unbelievable. You know, as a mum yourself, like, your kids are your everything. And he is my everything, the same as my other two kids, but he needs help and I'm determined to get it for him.
And have they pointed you in the direction as to what kind of, like, where do you start with something like that?
Well, that's it. Like that, I got into the car and I was like, I'm a special needs mum. So like that, there's no, like, instruction book to be a mum, but to be a special needs mum is so lonely.
Hmm.
It's so, you know, difficult when you see us other kids on the road doing things and poor Alex can't. So we started with Enable Ireland, and then they reconfigured the children's disability services. So the staffing of the HSE obviously is very poor at the moment across every sector. So we have to look for private therapies for him. We were told he'll be with us for the rest of our life till the day we die. So we need to plan to have him for us, with us forever.
Yeah.
So we need to adapt our house.
I asked you, off air, you saying it's exhausting.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep. He never sleeps through the night. So he could be up 2 or 3 times. We both work full time. We have to do normal things with Ryan and Ella. Ella wants to play football for Ireland, she never misses her training, and Ryan too. But the other kids are been woken up at night. So that is, you know, obviously a problem as well, because, you know, they need obviously our equal attention and love too.
You mentioned Enable Ireland there.
That, yeah.
A charity organisation?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So you're a young Irish family in a situation like this, and you have to go to a charity organisation?
Enable were taken over quite recently by the government, by the HSE.
Okay.
And it's from that then there's been some remobilisation, rearranging of services. From what we can see, especially, for example, it was Bray for Wicklow, Bray and Arklow. Now it's Bray, Wicklow Town and Arklow. And then the services get kind of stretched out just a little bit more. And then obviously people leave, go to the private sector.
Has anybody sat down and said to you guys, okay, this is what you need to do?
No.
Speech therapy? You've had none of that?
So we haven't had, we have a key worker, but that particular person has been on leave. So 4 of our therapists we're not working during the summer. Anyone that we have had has been very kind to us, but it's not enough when you're looking at your child that is literally standing on their feet, that any moment they could break both their feet.
So Alex is, for example, if your foot, I know it's difficult for people, but you think of, if you're standing as a ballerina on your tippy toes and you bend over onto the top of your foot, that's the way Alex is standing, for want of a better word, at the moment. So he has special flints, which he goes into a special standard chair 15 minutes a day, 4 times a day, just to help him to hopefully stand one day on his foot upright.
But
so whenever that day may be, that's just
it's mind-boggling, but it sounds that you guys are just trying to, you are taking this day by day and you're trying to navigate this yourselves with absolutely no guidance.
No.
Is this because his condition is so, so rare?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. That's one reason. Another reason is because there just, as I said, isn't enough staff.
Yes.
That's
course,
a huge issue.
We've talked about that.
So that's a big problem as well.
I mean, all the staff that are around us, like doctors, consultants and all that have all said the same thing. You know, it is day by day. And one of the things we have to watch for Alex as well, just particularly because of the PVL, is that he's could develop seizures, which we don't know about because of the damage in his brain. And something that's happened before, but actually hasn't happened recently, thank God, touch wood, is that he can take three steps forward, one step back. So, for example, Alex was clapping his hands at 1.5. He doesn't clap his hands anymore. You know, he was making an effort, I think, to turn at one stage, and then he didn't turn anymore.
But this is where the services are so important, to have that constant.
You have to constantly rebuild them.
Absolutely.
So if his brain decides to forget for whatever reason, or can't communicate to his feet anymore, can't get the signals through to, you know, we've learned how so far how to walk, you've got to rebuild that from scratch again. But touch wood, that hasn't happened. I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
And yeah, as Cleona says, one day hopefully
some set of pipes on him.
He does have a set of pipes. You should hear him at 3 a.m. Oh my God.
I don't know how you do it, lads. I don't know how you, first of all, deal with something like this, deal with the news, and then the everyday logistics of it with two other kids and trying to work full time. My heart is broken for you. And an expensive time. I mean, the kid needs help.
Yeah.
He needs help, absolutely. And is that why the open letter went out and the GoFundMe page?
Yeah, I felt, I suppose, as a mum, like I said, I had no choice. I had to look for help. It's not, like the first line, it's not in my personality to look for help from
other
people.
It's very hard. Yeah,
but it's a really difficult thing to do.
To say.
Yeah, it is. And to say that you've nothing left to give, and that is the truth. But I suppose, like any mum, you do anything for your kids and you need to fight for them. And that's why we made, again, the difficult decision out of our comfort zone to set up the GoFundMe and to start a trust for Alex so that we can get him what he needs and what he deserves.
And what he deserves.
Yeah.
What is, basic human rights.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he deserves the same as every other human.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's why we called the page I Am Alex, because even though he can't say his name is Alex, we can.
So if people are listening to this and want to help you guys out in any way, shape or form, they can go to that page. I Am Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And brackets Alex's Journey.
Alex's Journey.
That's the GoFundMe. And then I Am Alex simply just on Facebook. He has his own little page on Facebook.
There we
go.
And you can see this gorgeous eye. He's such a beaut. He's being the best. Hello.
Now, if you're not busy, you could do a bit of babysitting.
Listen, I would love to say I'm available, but anytime, leave him in here.
Oh, 12, great.
9 to 12. He's just absolutely gorgeous. One of the things I saw in the email was that you haven't had a holiday in years. I mean, I don't know how you could with everything that's going on.
We did think about it this year, but
just wouldn't have been, we wouldn't have been able to with Alex.
It wouldn't have been a holiday, it just would have been more so, I think, more stress on us. Ryan and Ella, you know, they have their idea of holiday, and we just wouldn't have been able to actually devote enough time to them to be able to get them over the line for a decent break. So we just, you know, we did the staycation.
And it's
expensive. It has all that sort of stuff, yeah. But in the future, we'll do it.
Well, look. We got onto our friends at Fota Island, 5-star hotel in Cork, and they heard your story, and they would love to invite you guys down as a family
to have a couple of
nights, because with all this going on, you need to have family time, and you have two other kids.
Thank you so much.
And you're going to go down there. It's a beautiful, beautiful resort. Have you ever been?
Yes.
Stunning.
Once,
stunning.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you passes for the zoo, and they've new things that would be amazing for Alex and your other kids to see. They have an indoor giraffe viewing area that they want to show you guys and all that kind of stuff, just so you can have, because it's important as well to have those moments when you're going through these really difficult times. And I know you're flat out, but that's for you. I'm delighted you came in and shared your story. I know it's not easy, so much so that you had to take time and bring Alex in with you. And I'm sure he never leaves you. But you guys, if you would like to help, you can go to the GoFundMe page, Alex's Journey. Just, you know, if you look at that, you'll find it and you can donate what you can. Please stay in touch.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you coming in. He's a gorgeous fella, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.